2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Long before smartphone cameras, you'd scrub your kids up and take them to Sears for a portrait. Anybody remember this? Afterward, you'd have to make an appointment to see the developed pictures. Sears would print like 100 pictures, and if you didn't buy them all, the salesman would say, "Well, if you don't buy them, we're just going to burn these beautiful pictures of your children." And you'd say, "No, my precious babies." And they'd make a $200 sale, and you're stuck handing out wallet-sized photos of your kids like Jolly Ranchers. But these days, the only time somebody you don't know takes your picture is at the DMV, or if you're less fortunate, at a local jail, and whether it's a driver's license or a mugshot. The government takes horrible pictures, flat, lifeless, drab photos of you at your worst. So let's get some photography advice from Kim Kardashian, who actually shut down the California DMV for her driver's license photo.
Like, why not bring a light and a glam team? It's definitely crazy, but I don't care.
You know who's friends with Kim? Donald Trump. He struck a practiced pose for his mugshot, and the photographer used Rembrandt lighting, where half the face is cast in shadow with the tiniest triangle of light dabbled onto the shadowed cheek. Check it out. Rembrandt invented the style, the mugshot photographer perfected it, and the ex-president made more money off that picture in 4 days than Rembrandt did in 4 centuries. This proves Trump has at least one supporter in Democratic Atlanta, the Fulton County Jail mugshot photographer. Back in the day, I'm telling you, he could have gotten a job at Sears.
Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News, only on KSL News Radio.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.